everyone. This podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
You are now listening to Choose Your Own Misadventure on Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. Welcome, Wasteland Wanderers, to another Atomic Adventure Hour, starring Jane Addams as the daring duo of digits designed for destruction, Lefty and Righty, David Bell as the maniacal mischief maker made of man and machine, Vern and Ryan Lombardi, Katie Golden as the big-time canine entwined with an auteur's mind, Werner Herzog, and Katie Willett as the agile atomic anomaly with amazing abilities, Bambi, hosted by Christian Ramirez.
I was just gonna say, can I flat? Can I just like take off back?
Yeah. You can find cover. I don't know if there's anything. Just so you're informed, Jane. While you were distracting, they found the pieces that they need. But in the distance, you guys are starting to hear what sounds like a convoy, a couple convoys coming from different directions. Okay. So you are, as of right now, you seem to be pretty much out of sight. Or the herd of ghouls is behind you. But
but I've led them far enough away.
Yeah, you led them far enough away that the area that you guys are in now is clear of them. So what else do you, I mean, do you want to just kind of get to a safe location?
Do we have everything?
You got the stuff that you need, as of right now. I will say, I mean, you know that these convoys are probably coming from, at least Endel Corporation is probably going to be bringing something there. You know, Garby's people at least are probably going to be there, and you know that somebody from the militaries from the other places are going to be there too. So I don't know if you, it's up to you guys as to whether or not you want to like try to spy on them or...
Oh, okay, then I guess I'll like hop it. I'm gonna hop it in a tree to hide in my particular
and
state.
Do they get along with the ghouls?
They do not get along with the ghouls. The ghouls are just, they're mindless creatures. They will just attack anything. So, I don't know what you want to do with that information.
So, they're coming into the...
They're coming into meet, basically. To exchange a bunch of stuff.
I want to shapeshift into, like, a discarded, like, robot. Or, like, something that I can just, like, hide in the environment they're going
to
be.
Okay. You have time to do that. So, you successfully look like an old robot.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to do, KG? I will say you found a bone while you were digging.
I'll probably eat that bone.
So do I roll for deception then if I'm up in the tree?
No, I think because they weren't moving particularly quickly, I rolled an 11. They're just kind of mediocre pace.
I'm just hiding up in the tree.
Yeah, you're well hidden, and it'll take them... they'll have to actually search for you to find you. Okay.
So I'm going to fly back, but I'm going to fly high enough in the air where, like, I mean, in your peripheral vision, I might just be a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Like a small, or two small birds,
okay.
Maybe.
Hand in
hand. This is an audio podcast. That was a stupid thing to do. Yeah. I'm going to do that so that if something interesting happens below, I can take pictures.
Okay. Cool. Let me just see what their perception is. Okay. Yeah, you're well hidden. I'm assuming, KG, have you hidden, or are you still just kind of rummaging?
I do what dogs do, where they take their bone off somewhere else and
Okay, so, the convoys pull up, and some very high-ranking people are there. Garby stepped out of his convoy, out of...
I take a picture.
Yeah. And then, what you can tell, it looks like high-ranking military officers are coming out of the other convoys. And somebody who looks like a bigwig. You can't really tell, but they're wearing a suit and they look like, and they have a little entourage.
They have a top hat and a monocle.
They've got a suit and they've got an entourage of armed guards with them from the Andela Corporation. And they are all just kind of, Dave, I guess, can hear them. They're talking about the shipments and the, exactly what they're exchanging. Garby is exchanging various, robots. They're not robots. They're, control, like collars that they use that you can use to control any kind of robot. You just slap it on them, and even if they're not your robot, they'll still listen to you, kind of a thing.
Okay, so...
Don't like that.
So we're seeing two groups of people meet.
You're seeing several groups of people meet.
And they're exchanging stuff. Is anybody armed?
Yes. Always? There are, from what you can tell, there's lots of armed guards. The higher-ranking military officers aren't visibly armed, but they probably have sidearms and stuff like that. You can assume that. And then Garby he's got a few of his military robots with him.
And they're making an exchange.
Yeah.
Can I? Well, no, I'm wondering if this is smart or not to do, which is...
Why don't we talk it out first before you do it?
I'm making one of them hallucinate one of the others pointing a gun directly at them and just blowing up their whole exchange.
That's not a bad
choose your own idea. Misadventure, Dave.
Not a terrible idea.
Yeah. I just want to fuck up their whole situation.
Well, yeah, is there a... Who gets shot, because then we might take somebody out, which is good.
Is
then
there...
We can rob them afterwards.
Is there someone who looks like their rank is similar to Garby's?
Yeah, you can tell that there's from each of the different factions of
they
people.
They all have their own Garby.
Yeah, they all have their own Garby. They all have who is clearly a leader.
So
in
maybe
charge of each one of them.
Maybe if you make one of them hallucinate that Garby is pointing the gun, I can take pictures of all of this happening.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Click 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 click
they're away, but you had such a strong influence over them that they you
are
can
still away.
I mean, no, they you can kind of manipulate them, the herd, at least.
Cool.
You're like a jetpack sheepdog.
Yeah. I am.
Because they were so distracted by you, so.
Cool. All right. I'm really good at the ice cream song.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right, I'm making the scarier looking leader, whichever one is the scariest, think.
Yeah, I'll do. I'll say the American general.
18.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, good.
16. You beat him, so he fully believes that Garby has pulled a gun on him. So he pulls his gun out
click, 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 click.
Garby. Because nobody else is doing anything.
Right. No, no one else. Only he.
He is the only one that has pulled a gun out. Let me see. They are very hostile towards each other. Okay.
Job, I giggle.
Good job, Dave.
This little pile of robot just goes.
They're all yelling at each other.
Man, why don't you pull a gun? We just want to deal arms.
Yeah. All right.
Can I roll to see how good my bone is?
Yeah, of course.
I got a 4. It's not very good.
No, it's very good. Yeah, it's pretty old.
But I'm still eating it.
Old and dry. Yeah.
Damn it.
No marrow in it.
Damn it. But I'm still eating it.
Yeah, cool. All right. Let me see. I'm going to have to do a lot of rolling now.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
So, at any point, I could go get the ghouls and bring them back.
Yes, if you want to.
Really just
can make this a real shit
yeah
storm.
I'm gonna hold off on that until I feel like we might need a
yeah keep that in your back pocket
some chaos as cover
yeah.
All right, Garby has the initiative. I'm going to see how this is for his aggression level. 14. Okay, so he's very mad. He's commanded his robots. He pulled out his weapon now at this point. Robots are currently aiming at the other people. U.S. forces.
Oh my god, are so aggro.
They are very aggro. The guards.
That makes sense. That checks out.
Are so surprised and hostile by this that they start shooting at Garby's robots.
Oh,
more parts for us to take.
Ooh.
Nice. Jesus. Okay, I'm going to still go
in turn
order. Meanwhile,
you're just pile of scraps going.
Chinese forces are, their allied forces are a nine. So they are,
they're
remaining calm about this whole thing. They're just apparently going to watch. 14 for the European forces. They are also on alert, but they're not fighting yet. And the Andela Company is 10. Okay. The Chinese forces and Andela Company are both kind of just watching everybody else go crazy. So now combat ensues.
Well, in the chaos, can I yell, kick his ass?
You can.
Everybody stops. Oh.
Does that robot say something?
Okay. This is amazing. Am I going to be killed for dance amusement? Maybe.
We'll
doc.
See, Doc. You have the initiative, though, so he's going. His robots are going to attack for 7. One doesn't. I'm just going to do them as kind of groups.
Yeah, so they that's fair.
They miss their targets. U.S. forces. 5. They also miss.
Man, so they're just shitty. They're angry but impotent.
Yeah.
Cool.
Chinese forces are still kind of chill about it. They're so they are kind of thinking better of it, and they're retreating towards their vehicles because they don't want to lose anybody.
I'm going to fly over toward their vehicles, and.
Okay.
Unleash the ghouls!
All right. So the ghouls, having heard both the firing of weapons and your siren song, are now entering the fray.
Here, I'll see if I hallucinate a bunch of ice cream.
Sure.
And bones also.
Okay. Who are you trying to make hallucinate?
I mean, I don't know.
It's whoever. One of the belligerent parties. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe a ghoul.
Okay.
Just one of the ghouls.
Mm-hmm. The main ghoul also.
Right. It's a 3. Perception, which is 8.
11. Okay, so he does see some ice cream. Yes. Yeah, his mind isn't very strong.
SpongeBob ice creams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. SpongeBob ice creams. Yeah.
The most horrifying of ice creams.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus.
We're making things real hard on these people.
European people. Okay, they just full on retreat. They're done with this. They're trying to get in their vehicles. Andela Corporation. Yeah, they're kind of slowly backing away. So as of right now, I'm going to have to start rolling for ghouls.
I feel like this might have been an exchange where we're supposed to overhear, like a deal. And we're just like, let's immediately. Just
I mean, I like what you guys are doing, personally.
I feel like I want to...
Yeah.
I want to blow them up. So...
Well, I sent the ghouls toward their vehicles, so... Yeah.
But I want to add to the chaos.
Yeah.
I want to explode myself.
Okay.
Like, jump out of
Use your energy.
And hit the deck. And
yeah, you have anything. Some energy abilities.
I have energy,
right now
and then I don't know if agility...
Agility will definitely help you with whatever you trying to get in range
of. Yeah, so I'm going
to
do agility... I want to jump out from
the tree,
as a pure ball of potential and hit the deck right by the retreating cars mm-hmm. and send a blast okay. of radioactive energy towards everybody. Okay,
as I see you approach, I'm going to get out of there.
Get the fuck out. Yeah,
you have the element of surprise, so you get
14.
Advantage. You can roll one more time.
12. Yeah, 14 is
okay.
the higher.
So, the general, the leader of the I think it was I said the Chinese forces. He notices, and so he stops trying to get in the vehicle, but the other the other people that were his bodyguards, they do not notice. So give me, I'll say it's 3d6 for your.
Okay, is that this one?
Personal grenade. Yeah.
Personal grenade. 3, 6.
That means you get to roll again.
6.
Oh, Jesus.
3, 1. 3, 6, 6, 3, 1.
Yep, that's right. So 10, 19 is total damage that you do.
I get to be a part. Well, I'm such a. I don't do weird stuff. Normally, I'm the one who's like, hey, let's try and find the thing. And so it's nice to just be a personal grenade. Just
be a maniac.
So yeah. You.
Why not?
Let me just see. I don't know what I have to figure out.
Well, we're wielding our power of chaos at bad people, so yeah. I feel like it's all right.
So you, when you blow up,
I
will
say... chaotic good, right? Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. you do some pretty significant damage to the Chinese general, but the other guys you just obliterate. They are...
Just
gone. Yes, they're
just their
dust.
Outline on the side of the car.
Uh-huh. So I want to imagine that laugh coming from this cloud of yeah.
So the bodyguards are gone. The Chinese general is still there, and so he's gonna try.
I burned his retinas.
Yes, you did. You hurt him. He's pretty unhappy with the whole situation.
Can I roll to see if I'm still paying attention to my bone or not?
Uh-huh. Do you want to be paying attention to your bone, or do you not want to?
Well, I mean, it's not really up to me. It's commitment to the character, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm gonna roll, I guess, to stop paying attention to the bone.
Okay.
And roll against... So I got a 6. you can roll.
All right. 8.
Nice. I keep going on the bone.
It's not very good, but you're like, I'm in it now.
Chew it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm into that bone.
All right. Does anybody else want to do anything? Because you guys have the element of surprise.
Right. Obviously. I'm still invisible.
Yeah, you're still chilling.
I make the Chinese general? He's the only one who's like noticing that we're there now.
Right? Yeah, yeah. He knows that an explosion just went off, so he doesn't really know what's going on.
Okay. I want to keep him that way.
I'm just my vapor.
Yeah.
I go back to being a person. So.
Vapor
it is
and laughter.
Absolute chaos right now because there's a herd of ghouls attached. Coming towards the vehicles, there's Garby and the U.S. forces are shooting at each other.
Just exploded and then there's, 3/4 of the Chinese action.
There was an explosion there, and then the Andela Corporation and the European allies are all trying to escape right now.
All right,
so do whatever you want.
I want to do hallucinate on the Chinese general.
Okay,
yay!
And I want to make him look at his hands. And his hands are both versions of himself.
Oh no.
And they're kissing.
Okay. Yeah, you have advantage because he's very distracted.
Oh, so I can roll twice.
He's running to try to escape right now. So
that's a 14. So 14.
Okay.
Do I add anything to that, like deception?
No, okay. You did it. You
okay?
His hands are doing that. I don't. His reaction is more that he's like freaking out. Like
right.
Everything that's going on is very upsetting and crazy to him right
okay,
now.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, Cyril.
I want his mind beyond repair.
I want to destroy him from the inside, so he will never be the same.
Ghouls. Ghouls are, yeah, they're hitting. Okay, so
good job, ghouls.
Way to go, team.
They're missing the U.S. general and Garby and stuff like that. Where did you send them? Did you send them just by the vehicles?
Toward the vehicles, yeah.
Okay,
all the people who were trying to escape.
So yeah, they are going to get the butt. They're gonna successfully attack the bodyguards.
Until there's nothing left.
Do they have like bones sticking out?
Some of them.
Ooh.
They all decay at different rates. Mm-hmm. So,
like
those
we all
like
do.
Juicier bones than the bones I got.
Getting the shit bone I've been knowing.
I know.
All right. So, the ghouls enter the fray. They do Yeah, because they're, I'm going to say their vehicles are kind of around where they are. They're going to hit the people that are fleeing first. So, one, four. One of the bodyguards from the Andela Corporation is dead.
Yay!
We did it.
Nice. We killed somebody.
Did it. I killed a lot of people already. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you were lying in a pile on the floor.
Can I roll to try to lure one of the more bony ghouls away?
Yeah, you
just
can.
One.
Yeah.
With the juiciest looking bones sticking out.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to do a hallucination of a hot dog tied to a string. And have it. So I got a 4. My influence is 5, so that's a 9.
Well, that's okay, because they're not even going to try to resist at this
point. They're ghouls, too.
Yeah, they're so real dumb.
Like a
and they're
shitty hallucination. Yeah. They're like, whatever.
Like it looks like a pixelated, like an 8-bit hot dog hanging in front of him.
It looks like a hot, and then like with a string clearly attached to it. But that's the hallucination.
So you have a ghoul heading towards you right now.
Okay, yeah.
It is one of the weaker ghouls.
Cool. Because I just want them bones.
Yeah. All right.
Bones.
All right. So, any of you want to try anything else?
Well, part of me kind of wants to energy bomb again, try and knock out more.
I'm gonna say that you'll have like a one turn cooldown because you did a pretty big like.
Okay, fine.
You're gonna have to wait for this turn to do that particular attack again.
Okay,
but
well,
you can
just go back into my tree with all my shit. Okay. Then I guess.
Can I try to shoot? With my shiny new long shot feature, can I try to shoot whatever generals are left?
Yeah.
From up in the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
And so you get do you get 2 attacks per thing?
Yes, I have multi-attack.
So yeah, do you want to attack Garby or do you want to attack the U.S. general, do you want to attack the European one, or the head of Andela Corporation?
I want to attack the head of the Andela Corporation. I'm going to shoot at him twice.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a 19 plus 5. Okay. Fucking yes. So, first shot, I assume.
Yeah, that hits.
Cool. That's a 17 plus 5.
Yeah, that hits.
Cool. 1.
Okay.
Yay. Jesus.
Sharpshooter. Pew pew.
Yeah, it was a pretty significant hit. You didn't kill him, but.
But I hurt him.
Which one
him.
Is this?
You did hurt him. The head of the Andela. Yeah, Andela Corporation's officers.
Okay.
Guy in the suit. All right. Garby and his robots are going to attack.
Nah. No, they're not.
Oh, he tries so poorly.
All right.
It's hard to shoot ham.
Yeah, the robots, they're not even shooting. They're shooting at U.S. forces right now. They miss, and the robots malfunction badly enough that they actually take some damage. Doc's going to actually have to roll a willpower save to see if he even wants to keep fighting. Because it's going so poorly right
Yay!
Now.
Yay! We bounce back, guys.
Let's see if he even wants to keep fighting. Yes, he does want to keep fighting.
Oh, cool.
Good.
He's very stubbornly sticking this one out.
He's got pee on his pants. Yeah. Robots have shot themselves.
All right, U.S. forces also roll terribly. So they all miss. I'm going to do a willpower
Everybody
save for them,
went,
too.
Pew,
yeah.
Pew, pew,
they're panicked
pew,
right
pew,
now.
Things have gone very wrong for them.
They do not pass their willpower save, so now they're going to try to flee.
Typical.
The Chinese general is just trying to get away now, so he's going to try to get in, because the damage that you did also like lit his vehicle on fire. So
he's also just covered in the dust of his combat.
He's just trying to get away. He's going to try to escape, probably with the Andela Corporation.
Okay. Pop so, in their trunk or whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to see how successful he is at trying to get in their vehicle. 1!
Dope. The fucking dope.
In his panic, he trips and falls down
onto a knife.
I'm gonna see. He just took 3 damage, though. Okay.
He twipped so hard he hurt his knee.
He did hurt himself.
He cut open a pants and he got a cut all right. his knee.
So now he's prone on the ground, witnessing all of this terror, this horrible thing happening. European forces, they are going to actually... Okay. They successfully attack the ghouls. They manage to kill a couple of the lower level ghouls. They're still a very large group of them.
Nice. Can I do another hallucination?
Yep. You absolutely can.
So Doc is
to you guys shoot
now. Oh, okay, Doc's shooting at them.
Yeah, Doc just had his robots malfunction and take damage. He's barely hanging on and trying, but he does want to fight them.
Right.
He's the only one that seems to want to fight right now. Yeah.
I want to make him think that his entire skin is covered in nipples.
Oh.
Just
okay.
These bulbous, these big nipples.
You're just trying everywhere. To instill fear in him right now, I'm assuming.
I guess.
Moving from the inside out.
Yeah. I rolled a 15.
Hell 15.
Yeah, he doesn't have strong wisdom. So, aww. Actually, no, he does resist that.
He resists the nipples.
Yeah, he's... Garby is actually pretty high level. He's pretty hard to beat. Oh, wait, what's your... Did you add your whatever it was to it?
I don't know what my thing is with this.
I mean, it's one of your supernatural ones, right? So it'd either be influence. I guess it could be alteration.
Can it be alteration?
Yeah, because you're altering their 20. Mental state. Oh, okay, shit. Then you.
Yeah.
Then he believes he is covered in nipples.
Ah, he's a nipple man.
He's okay.
We yell, "You're a nipple man, Doc."
From the pile of rubble that you are.
That was a feel like to be a nipple boy.
All right, it's a ghoul turn, I guess. We'll go ahead, Jim.
Oh, yeah. I sort of want to keep shooting at the Andela CEO from high up in the air.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. I'm gonna do that. I rolled a 19.
Yeah.
3, 1.
All right.
Did I end him yet?
You have not ended him, but he's not doing well. He may not be long for this world.
Great.
Can I
you can do your attack again if you want.
Well, I want to find the Chinese general.
Okay. You can see him. He's on the ground.
As a mist, I want to float up to him and then surround him and then have just a big old radioactive energy pulse.
You're going to microwave him?
Yep.
Oh god, okay. That's great.
Yeah, go ahead. He's going to have disadvantage, so you will have advantage.
16.
Yeah, that hits. 10.
Did I kill him? 14. Did I hug him? Did I give him a nice microwave hug?
He is not dead, but he's unconscious at this
point. He wishes he was dead.
Yeah, he's melting too, I'm pretty sure.
He's blind already from the first thing.
Yeah, he's just on the ground and he's incapacitated
at
this point.
He just got a warm hug from Bambi.
He's not dead, but he's incapacitated for sure.
Cool.
So they are going to start to leave.
Can I roll to see how much bone I've gotten?
Yeah, go ahead. 16. Woo! Yeah, you hit him. You pull that bone out.
Okay, that's all I'm interested.
Good job.
In.
You know,
that bone is full of marrow. Yeah. It's it's a real juicy bone.
It is strange how inside such a dead and desolate thing as a bone is very delicious juices. You can make a nice broth from it. It tastes good in my mouth.
All right, so I'm going to roll for Garby to see what his willpower is at right now. 13. He's starting to wane. But yeah,
he turned into nipples.
And then he just saw
someone.
Oh,
shit, yeah, you did that. Yeah, I'm gonna give him disadvantage. So, 6. He's not interested in fighting anymore.
He's like, I want to go home.
His robots.
He's got to wash these nipples off. It's so cold out here. Anybody else notice how cold it is out here?
So his robots are going to surround him, and I'm going to roll for their escape real quick to see how far they get. Oh, they fucking escape. Okay. The robots surround him. They get in the vehicles, and they are starting to go away. Let's see. U.S. forces. They were already running away. Okay, so they're trying to get in the vehicles right now, but they're not being very successful at it. It's a cluster. So, okay, so that's the situation as of right now. Garby is peacing out. He's gone. U.S. forces are struggling to get in their vehicles. European forces are kind of just holding their ground, trying to make sure that no more of the ghouls attack them. And Endel Corporation, minus the CEO, is in their vehicle. He's trying to get in, though. So it's to you guys.
I'm trying to get information out of somebody. I mean, go ahead and shoot him.
I'm sort of hoping that...
I mean, the Chinese people are gone completely, and their vehicle's still there. It is on fire.
They've been vaporized. Yeah. They're gone. They don't no longer...
The general is still there. He's incapacitated, but he's...
Okay, you know. So we got... Yeah. Yeah, we got...
I'm hoping that, like, the CEO has some kind of documentation on his person that will tell us something.
Do we want to...
kill him?
Well, I was gonna just see if we can like grab him and just get information. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. We got the Chinese general if he makes it.
Ooh, can you do the talk? Can you?
I don't know if he can talk. That's a good question.
So, can you do the angel devil thing where you like get him to spill his secrets? No, no, not the Chinese. Not the Chinese general. He's having a moment. I probably fucked him up beyond recognition. But no, the guy from the corporation. Like, yeah. Maybe do the angel devil or whatever.
I rolled a 19 on a toe shot. So I'm going to shoot his feet so that he can't get in the vehicle.
Okay, yeah. So it disables him. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So that's 1, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Yeah, he's disabled. He's
snapped his Achilles right in half.
Yeah. Yep. His leg just kind of gives out and he's like on the ground. Everybody else is in the vehicle. It's like an Escalade. It's an SUV. So he can't get into the vehicle as of right now.
Fly down a ways and use my speakers to imitate his voice and say, go on without me.
You can try that, but it's going to be a deception thing.
I'm going to do it.
Okay. Because you do get 2 attacks per turn, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's
a 2.
They don't believe you, but let me see what they're...
But maybe they think it's a good idea
but
anyway.
But they're like, hands!
Yeah, exactly. Shit. Okay, so they have almost no willpower, no willingness to stay there any longer.
Okay.
As of right now, it's still not their turn again yet, but next turn they're going to try to get away, and they're just going to leave the CEO there.
Great.
So imagine if your boss is like outside your car, and these pair of creepy hands like perch on him, and are like, go without me, and it's like, oh, God.
Yes, we will do that.
Okay, seems legit. Bye.
Can I cause a hallucination for the CEO that there's a jar of foot ointment just out of reach?
Yes, you can do that and you'll have advantage, I guess.
Let's see here.
Roll one more time and see what if it's higher.
Yeah, it is.
Oh no.
So it's a jar of foot ointment tied to a string and it's just out of reach. And every time he tries to grab it, it goes a little further out of reach.
He just wants that foot ointment, man.
Oh, I can never plan for these.
Nope.
Yeah. Never.
Because his foot got shut. So
he's crawling towards you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're luring him in with the foot ointment.
Tied to a very obvious string. Which you don't really need in a hallucination, but you know.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a Saint Bernard who has special powers.
All right, Dave and Willard, what would you guys like to do?
I can't do my explosion, right? I gotta recharge.
Yeah, you gotta wait one turn to try to. I don't know if you're gonna explode or microwave.
I wanna. Well, can I microwave if I'm not?
No, but you do still have all of your like stabbing abilities and all of the other attacks.
I just don't wanna. I'm in particulate cloud mode, okay. And I don't want to take a form yet.
Yeah.
All of my attacks have been like, they can't see them coming.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, I actually am going to just stay chilled with all of the equipment up in the tree until I can recharge and have another explosion.
Are all the convoys, are they all just leaving?
That Doc is leaving. The U.S. group is trying to leave, but they're, like I said, it's a cluster. The European people are trying to.
Stop. What are you eating?
She's eating her treats. Oh, I put her treats on the table.
I just saw the pizza so and I was like don't eat the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, the European allied countries are they're standing their ground a little bit, but they're going to lose interest real quick because the ghouls are even walking away. And the Andela people are trying to get away at this point.
Okay. So we want to we kind of just want to clear this out now, right?
Yeah.
Well, also but like kidnap the CEO, right? Cuz he's
Well, we got him, he got shot.
He's separated from his group.
So it's really the Europeans.
They're still fighting.
Yeah,
gotta clear them out. I'm slowly drawing.
They're just they're just kind of holding strong against the ghouls. They because that was their main.
Do they have radios?
At the very beginning, they tried to get out, and then the ghouls cut them off. So that is the people that they're focused on.
So they're not trying, paying attention. They're trying to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. If they're not paying attention to us, can I get up and run to the CEO and then punch him in the foot where he got shot?
Sure. You're just trying to like disable him now or like make him unconscious now, right? You're not trying to kill him.
I'm just trying to punch him in the foot.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What do I roll? Roll your 20, I guess.
I mean,
you're going to get advantage.
Ooh. Okay, I got advantage. That's good. That's good for me. Oof. Okay, 6 plus. What do I add? Punch.
You can do whichever one of your physical ones is most.
So 10.
Yeah. I mean, you hit him. He's disabled. He's on the ground now.
Okay.
He's not moving very much.
If I can add an extra line on the foot ointment jar that says extra soothing.
Sure. I mean, you can add that already. You rolled a 20 for the illusion in the first place.
It's a 14 plus 5, so that's a 19.
It is the most enticing foot lotion or foot really oil. Yeah, yeah, he's ever seen.
It's got aloe in it.
Yeah.
It's got some lidocaine.
Lidocaine.
That's like guaranteed to make foot punches stop being so painful.
It's the only thing that he wants in the world right now is to get that.
Maybe it's got like a soothing lavender scent to
softens, exfoliates, and removes bullets.
Right. So Garby and the robots have peaced out. The U.S. forces are going to try to get away again. Yeah, okay. They also get away. European forces are losing interest, but...
But yet they stay.
Yeah. They all run into each other as they're trying to get into the vehicles. And Andela Corporation is going to try to flee now. They're going to try to drive away.
Without their boss.
Without their boss. They are not very good at driving. So they're getting away, but like slowly, I guess.
Maybe they accidentally hit a tree on their way out.
You clip their mirror.
The ghouls are, they're slowly, very slowly leaving.
They're fucking up their alignment.
Yeah, they're all running into each other. Is there anything else you guys would like to do?
The Europeans are...
How close is the CEO to me now?
I'd say he moved about halfway to you.
Okay.
In one more turn, he will be there.
Oh, okay. I'll just wait patiently.
Can I, as like a vapor, go into the gas tank of one of the fleeing vehicles and just explode it from the inside?
Yeah, you.
I just want to kill everybody.
It's a war crime to do that, but yeah.
You can try to do that. You can disable the vehicle. You can. Yeah, as
you
your cloud.
Kill people who are retreating.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
They're trying unsuccessfully. Like at least the Andela Corporation. Like I said, they rolled a 7 on their escape, so they're slowly moving away.
I'm
like
not saying not
their car's stuck in second gear. Like they're not going very quickly.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't then, because they're trying to leave.
But you can. I'm just saying.
Well, you can.
It's a war crime. That's fine. It's fine if you want to do it, but it is a war crime.
And we still don't know because they never got to the actual part where they were going to exchange anything. Yeah, they never exchanged anything. So whatever they were exchanging is still in the vehicle.
Can
presumably.
I just, instead of exploding the vehicle, can I go in and as my vapor clouds, they can't see me. Can I go in and just see what they were going to exchange?
Sure. Yeah, that's just a movement thing. So I won't. I'll let you if you want to take an action.
Talking about is like what the fuck?
Agility, right?
Hey, yeah, yeah. You have advantage, so roll. You can roll one more.
Yeah, 14.
Okay, yeah. You see that Endel Corporation? It's mostly circuit boards and stuff like that. They have some blueprints for stuff that they were going to deliver, and it looks like to you that it was blueprints for robots, pretty much.
Can I like just keep it in my memory?
Yeah.
Or you can yell for me and I can take a picture.
Hands, can you take a picture of the ship, please? Thank you.
I zoom in and I take pictures of everything.
Do they have any fallen friends?
The Andela people? That's just their CEO that's still there. Not their CEO,
but like... Every time I get close to the foot ointment, it somehow eludes me.
Yeah, that's to you... Either of you, Dave.
Is all right. The European, do they have any fallen friends?
No. They're holding strong. Like nothing really bad has happened to them yet.
Okay.
They're like a cluster trying to get into the vehicles and leave.
Can I do an inspiring champion on the fallen CEO to make him get towards me? You can do it, buddy. Just hang in there.
You can try to inspire him, sure.
Inspire him to come closer. Right. Yeah. Say I rolled a 9.
10 plus whatever. I think that would be one of your mental.
Would it be super? Would it be?
It would probably be social, right?
Social.
Presence,
maybe?
Yeah, you can use your presence.
5, so that's 14.
You can roll one more time because he's very. That's okay, 14. Nine. Yeah, he starts moving faster towards you. He's almost there. He will be there as soon as.
You have almost achieved the foot cream. It is going to be very nice and soothing on your very bad. You got shot and then punched in the foot. Ow, that seems very painful. But that foot cream, wow, it just is going to be so relieving, so anti-inflammatory. Wow, keep going, try hard.
All right, Jane, it is to you. What would you like to do? You took a picture, so now you have.
Hella pictures.
Okay.
So now that I have my pictures, I'm going to fly out again. And it's just the Andela CEO who's around, right?
Yeah, he's the only one that's slowly making his way towards Herzdog. And everybody else is, their intent is to get away right now. That's what everybody's trying to do.
Well, in that case, I'm going to hover near the CEO and hold an action to make sure he doesn't get away somehow.
Okay. All right. Let me see. U.S. forces. I said they got away. The Europeans are the only one left. All right. They make it away. And they're still moving slow, but they're out of reach. So, ghouls. Oh, yeah, there you go. Ghouls are gone. All right. So that encounter is done.
Yay! we did get any of the information.
The stuff that's left, I mean, the Chinese, the SUV, like the vehicle that they brought.
It's flaming.
It's there. It's on fire, but like it, I mean, you don't know if it's going to explode or whatever. Let me see how.
But we still have the CEO, right?
Yeah, the CEO is there. The general is going to die, probably. he's charred.
The general has fallen soldiers, right?
Yeah. They're vaporized.
They're all dust.
Okay. Can the general see right now? Can I make him hallucinate?
You can hallucinate in his head. Like.
His eyes are...
Yeah, he's his eyes are charred. He's done.
Okay, so he's dying. It's really mean what I'm thinking of doing.
I gave him a radioactive hug, so... You know, probably on par.
I'm gonna make him hallucinate his fallen soldiers, like just pointing accusatorily at him.
just in so much pain, weeping. Okay, so do we want to interrogate the CEO, or are we good here?
Well, yeah, we kidnap him. He's ours now.
Yeah, yeah, you can kidnap him.
As soon as the CEO reaches through, I just sit on him. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, not going anywhere. Chops is done disassembling the parts and picking that stuff apart that you guys needed.
Chops is just like, Jesus Christ.
He just witnessed all of this.
As he's unscrewing things. Just, what the fuck is going on?
So, how far are we from the nearest Kinko's?
From the nearest Kinko's? I'd say Nairobi is probably where the nearest Kinko's is. Like, pretty far.
Okay.
That checks out.
We're going to need to go there, though.
Yeah, we're going to go print some shit.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, you all the pictures that you have, you can give to the chimps and stuff like that, or you can download it onto one of the data pads.
I was going to print out a couple hard copies of each.
Okay.
And then send them to every single news outlet that I could think of.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, you're just printing all the pictures of them meeting and everything.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah.
Okay.
And then all the blueprints, too.
Maybe it's just you got a tip. You just send it in a anonymous email.
No. I need yellow envelopes and
that's fair. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, you'll definitely hit the Kinko's on the way back.
Great.
Too.
Great.
All right. You guys have the Andela CEO. Well, he's not a CEO. I keep saying that. But he's one of their higher officers. Ups. He's one of their higher up officers.
He is my new friend.
Do any of you want to search what's in the Chinese vehicle?
I'll do it.
Okay. Go ahead and roll real quick. You have time, though, so you get 15. Okay. They were bringing various defensive implements to trade with people. They have a lot of turret technology. They have blueprints and parts and stuff like that for some turret technology. Just basically any kind of perimeter stuff that you can put on the outside of a base.
I'll get pictures of those too.
Yeah. I mean, you can take it with you.
Well, yeah, but if I'm going to mail copies to everybody, oh,
that's
then
true.
Like.
All right,
just
so
for memories.
You do that, yeah. And
I'll put it on my Christmas card.
Yeah,
this encounter is completely done.
Yay!
You guys did it. You got all the parts you needed, plus you got bonus stuff.
Yeah, we got did.
We kidnapped a man.
Yeah.
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. Follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.